This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a powerful new single from New Zealand band Office Dog, a new song from Australian indie rockers Surf Trash, the Americana-styled indie of Wild Pink, and psych rock from Levitation Room. First though, an oddity from Art Lounge. Episode 240 of A Sonic Youth. We begin this week with two songs from Art Lounge. These two pieces of fascinating freak folk, both sonic forerunners to many indie sounds, were two tracks I could not manage to fit into my Free FM Detour du Jour. The Detour du Jour is where Free FM content creators are asked to create a music show with a topic tangential to their usual podcast. Mine's called Digging for Misshapen Diamonds, about songs that were forgotten when released and then rediscovered years later. Make sure to check that one out if you haven't already. There's cool oddities there, as well as all of the rest of the shows. That brings me to Art Lounge. That was the performance name of South Carolina's artist Leon Lounge Jr. Lounge was born in 1949 to a family who operated local grocery stores and the small shopping center Lounge Town. He was an honor student at high school and was the drum commander of the marching band. He soon enrolled at Virginia University, working towards a commercial art major. Around the same time, Lowne began writing and performing songs, including in a band he formed with a brother and a cousin. Lowne then began working at United Music World, a small studio and label where he could access players and gear. In 1976, aged 26, Lowne recorded his one and only album. He plays guitar and keyboard on the record, alongside his distinctive high-pitched vocals, with the studio session musicians filling in the rest. And what an album! Named Piper Oz the Hound, it blends folk country with jangly psych and plenty of pop sensibilities. Only a modest pressing run followed it, and it faded into obscurity, only to be rediscovered and reissued in the last decade. A few months after the release of Piper Oz the Hound, Art Lowne died from a single gunshot. It is not known if it was self-inflicted. His age, 27. Here's his greatest song, Deep Blue Sea. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Art Lowne and Deep Blue Sea. Next up, a continuation of last week's New Zealand Music Month show with a song from Office Dog. They're from Dunedin, featuring Rasani Tolova, Mitchell Innes, and lead singer-songwriter Kane Strang. They released their first album in 2023, and will soon release their second, Prime Corner, on Flying Nun. Here's the latest single, Rains.
Walking and not walking. There's something here.
That was Office Dog, who opened for Dinosaur Jr. last time they were in New Zealand, with their new track, Rains. Next up, Australian four-piece Surf Trash. As the name should suggest, Surf Trash operate within that heavily saturated, surfy modern indie rock scene. But like Marco Road from last week's show, Surf Trash are some of the best to do it. They first started releasing singles in 2017. 2018's headbanger Over My Shoulder is one to check out. 2019's uber catchy Friends is another standout, and 2025's Pacifico is another. It really seems all of their tracks are a good time. They released their first album, The Only Place I Know, in 2024. In August, they will release their second, No Chaser. Here's a pre-release single, Golden Plane. I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was the new Surf Trash single, Golden Plane. Next up is Wild Pink, with their first proper release since 2024's excellent Americana indie record, Dulling the Horns. If you haven't heard that record, please go check it out, especially the opener The Fences of Stonehenge and the distortion-drenched Disintegrate. Wild Pink is the project of New York's John Ross. They've released 5 albums to date, of their heartland rock meets indie meets Americana sound, with Dulling the Horns seeing them reach their peak. It looks like that peak, at least on the basis of this first single, may be continued. The new song is called Round of Applause at the End of the World. It's produced by Alex Farrar, who also produces Wednesday, Waxahachie, Snail Mail, MJ Lindemann's Manning Fireworks and Boat Songs. And boy, this new track sounds great. Continuing with that lovely distortion-backed slacker Americana sound. Was a Wild Pink with a round of applause at the end of the world. The new album, Still Coming Down, drops in August. Finally, two tracks from the new EP Equinox by LA psych rockers Levitation Room. The band started in great form in 2015 with the Minds of Our Own EP. Visions of My Mind remains my favourite from that record and one of my favourite neo-psych songs, a perfect example of the cleaner, jangly side of the genre. Three studio albums later, and they remain purveyors of that same sound. Here's two new tracks back-to-back from the latest EP to see us off this week. Here's Touch, followed by the funky title track Equinox.
Always on my mind now.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.